Hi, I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And we're I Beat It First. Yay!
Ooh, yay. God damn. So
Jason's
tasty.
Drinking a smoothie, everybody.
I basically, it looks like one. when I tell you what it is, you're going to be like, oh yeah, that totally makes sense. Because it is just a fun beer. This is from one of my local breweries down here. This is called the Blackberry Castle. It is a blackberry vanilla sour ale. And it tastes like a blackberry pie. It is
okay.
Phenomenal.
So I am saying this right now. Tomorrow, you have to go out and get me one.
I wonder if I can reserve one. I'll try even online today. Actually, I'll just check right now. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for you. You tell me what you're drinking, and I'm going to do it for you.
I am also going local. Except kind of like a normal mainstay, but it hasn't been here in a little while. Can you see it, Jason?
Oh, Coffee Kolsch. Finally.
Good old Coffee Kolsch.
You can't go wrong with Coffee Kolsch.
I hadn't had one in a really long time, and then Shannon on her way home from work stopped at the craft beer store and picked up a six-pack of it, and I was like, yay!
What's the craft beer store?
Well, it's the craft beer stop. It's in an old Circle K.
On this one
about,
on Tatum?
No, it's on 7th Street. It's like a few miles that way.
That's anyway, awesome.
It's the same place that I used to get Hop Slam.
Okay.
Like they would get cases of it in, and I would just go straight there when I knew that Hop Slam dropped, and I'd be like, yes. And then I'd get like 2 6-packs and spend, what's 2 6-packs like? 40
anymore?
2 6-packs was like $40 or something like that. It's insane.
Good Lord. Beer's expensive now. Everything's expensive.
Beer is expensive, yes.
Expensive.
Expensive.
It's all fucking expensive. Why is everything, I blame everybody for all the problems in the world. Because I just
It's literally everybody. It's not just one Cheeto.
Unfortunately, as much as I'd love to just vote it or not vote, but like blame it all on him, it's just God, it's just everything that's just going down, and it's weird, it's fun, everything's expensive, whatever. We're here to drink beer and talk about video games, and that's what this video game podcast is all about, right?
And tech.
We're all about that nerd shit. I mean, fuck. If you listen to our other podcast, which is the Cutscene Podcast, shameless plug, do it. We decided two weeks ago, that we were going to get back to our brass tacks of like normalizing our process of the podcast. We like try to get back into the routine because even today, like Eric and I are just kind of like winging it. We're just kind of having fun with it. Where before, you know, before our break that we went on, we were a little bit more structured and I thought we had a good thing going, but we were just kind of like bored with it. And that's why we're now like kind of like having fun. But I do think there's something to say that we should probably get some structure back in. I don't know what I'm saying. I just think if we had an idea of what we were doing, it would be fun.
I don't know what structure is, dude.
Yeah, the rules is what makes it fun, obviously. Duh.
Jason gets points.
Oh, shit, I forgot about points.
Oh, wait, sorry. You lose a point for drinking the beer that I could have drank in a few days.
Yes. Well, okay, the only reason why I'm busting into this beer is because I totally thought I had 2 more beers left.
Oh.
And I was just like, shit, all I have is this one, so... And it was already like 2 minutes before our podcast. And I was like, I don't want to run down to the basement to get whiskey. So I was just like, here you go. You're getting.
Hear that, everybody? Jason's laziness has cost me a tasty, tasty drink.
You're getting another one. Don't worry. We'll make it happen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So sorry, everybody, for the long hiatus again. It's nowhere near as long as the previous hiatus. So
yeah, nowhere near as bad.
We're solid there. We had moving for Chris. He's moved again. Finally in, I guess, a stable place.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean,
by himself.
Yeah, hopefully Chris is now in a good spot that he can be there. He's living alone, which is phenomenal. Like I missed my days of living alone. And he's even talking about getting back into streaming. So that'll be really great, especially if he's not just gaming, but also in Lego building, which he has a really nice setup for that. So I'm excited for that.
Oh, my God. And he has so many Legos.
So many Legos.
I mean, it's not like a crazy guy that you see on Instagram or TikTok or some of the streamers that are on here, but still, he's got a lot of Legos. But it'll be really cool to see him back into the building on stream. I think especially, you know, when you live by yourself, the ability to just talk and not feel weird about it.
Right.
Because if you're just sitting there in your apartment, you know, talking to yourself, it's a little weird. But if you're sitting in your apartment, but talking to Twitch, that's not weird.
Right. But right? That's what we're doing, basically. Yeah, I mean, 100%. And even like, I don't know, I don't know what I mean, like where I'm going with this, but I'm hoping that it makes Chris even talk more. And Chris, if you're here right now, I'm sorry, I love you, but I would make him talk more. And that would be interesting, because then we can have him like say a lot more stuff in cutscene.
Yeah, it'll be like me working from home of like, man, I haven't interacted with anybody in weeks. I need to talk. I need to do something. We need to go and do something. I don't know what, anything. Let's just go. I need out of the house.
And that's just such like another part of like the weirdness it's been since COVID. I mean, like, because work from home is still very much a thing. Obviously, a lot of places are making people go back into the offices. But for a lot of people, I mean, myself included, like, I don't have to go in anywhere. And it like I'm thankfully married, but it's just like you get to a point where you're just like, I don't know what everyone's doing. And I'm not, I guess I'm like not great about reaching out to friends. Like you knew Eric being like, how's it going, buddy? You know, let's just chat. Like back in the 90s, you'd call up your friends and be like, what you doing? I don't know. Me neither. Want to just sit on the couch and watch the same TV show and talk about it? Like on the phone, like stuff like that or whatever. Like you never did that.
I hate talking on the phone.
You didn't have a girlfriend. Period. That's why.
I hate talking on the phone. The only time.
But even when you're a kid, even in the 90s.
Yeah, the only time that I would ever talk on the phone for a long time was if I was dating a girl, and then I would be on there. My mom also liked it because if I'm doing it and I'm talking on the phone, I have to be doing something. Otherwise, I realize that I'm talking on the phone and I can't handle it. So I would be like deep cleaning my room while on the phone.
That's the ADD right there. That's the ADD talking. That's going on.
Yeah, it's the ADHD that was like really kicking in. Like I can't talk on the phone. I don't like it especially. I'm totally fine doing this. It's something about this.
Yeah, I mean, obviously right now. Ruins it. Like right now, if you were to be like, hey, Jason, let's just like talk on the phone. I'd be like, go fuck yourself. I'm like, I don't want to do that either. Like there's no chance of that. But back then you didn't have an alternative. Like it's not like we could just jump on whatever. Like I'm talking like early 90s. You couldn't even jump on AIM. There was nothing to like connect with other people.
Oh, no, but I did live right across the street from my best friend. So I would just go over there. Or
you're weird, man.
Our other friend was literally like a 5-minute bike ride down the Greenbelt to the other side of the subdivision.
I still think you're weird in this. I mean, and if anybody listening to this, that's like an older millennial like us, like let us know at the I Beat It First, like Jason or Eric at ibeatitfirst.com. We'd love to hear like what you think or who's right or if you had your own stupid thing.
But I mean, I totally know what you're saying. Like that is a thing or was a thing of sitting there and watching the same movie. I mean, shit, people still do it right now. They do watch parties. It was like during COVID, they added it as a feature into Disney Plus that you could do watch parties with your family and everybody could sync up and watch it at the same time. And you could have like a Zoom going off here.
Well, I mean, more than just like watching a TV show. I mean, like I'd sit there like talking to somebody like for whatever reason about the dumbest shit. Obviously I have no idea, couldn't tell you a single conversation, but I just remember doing it a lot.
I would always just go over to the friend's house, although like Brandon, who lived on the other side of the subdivision, we would go over there because he had like we had free reign of the basement. He had like one of the very few houses in Arizona that had a basement, and it was hidden behind a bookcase and everything. It was totally
dope. Shit, that's dope. Yeah, like honestly, in Arizona, like there's like 5 houses with basements. Obviously, there's a lot more than that, but it's very rare. And then to have someone that actually utilized it well as like a hidden basement, that's clutch. That's wild.
It was dope. Shit. And then they had a 50-inch projection TV down there. They were baller status. I mean, his dad was in financial planning. So it was like baller status. There was a ping pong table down there. At one point, Because he was on the Chamber of Commerce for Ahwatukee. Like, they used to have in the Civic Center or Community Center, whatever, this giant desert landscape diorama of all of what Ahwatukee was. And it was huge. I'm talking like 18 feet long and holy stuff like fuck. That. Like, it was big. It was this big thing. And then they built it in like 6 to 8 foot segments. I think it was 8 foot segments. And they broke it up when they were doing it. And they were like, does anybody want to take these pieces? And they brought that over. They had to like bring it down through the fire escape, which thankfully had like double doors, double sliding doors and everything. Bring it down, swing it in. And then we mutilated the shit out of it and played Warhammer on it.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh my God. That is.
We're talking like blowtorch, like making craters and all sorts of stuff, because it was foam and plaster, and then like it looked like a fucking desert with little trees and little bushes and everything like that. It was dope. We even had like the side of a mountain, and we hollowed out a section, and that was the base that you had to like infiltrate from the other side. It was totally cool.
God damn, like I knew this. I remember you telling me a story years ago, but hearing it all over again, I'm just like, fuck, that's sick. That's
so sick. It was dope. It was dope. So anybody that like doubts whether or not I did play Warhammer 40K way back in the day, yeah, I did.
Who would doubt? Like, that's like one of those things. It's like, I play Warhammer 40K. No, you don't. No, no way. No, like, no one would like admit to playing Warhammer 40K and be like, I secretly don't.
It's all those guys with like 3,000 point armies and things like that. That are all set, that they can just like at any moment be like, boom, 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 take out things. I'm like, I'm gonna have a battle over here. Like, I don't have one of those anymore, because I had an army and then it got sold. And sure. Then I started building another army and it got left with Brandon, because that was when we were roommates, and when I moved out and moved in with Shannon. And then I don't know what happened to it after that. But I really want to get back. Like, I keep talking about getting back into it. But it's so much money.
It's so much money.
It's cheaper to buy the 3D printer and get the STLs.
Yeah, that's been my whole gatekeeping, is that like I've only played with buddies that have like good enough like large armies that we could be like, hey, you can play Tau or whatever and stuff like that. And so I've played a bunch of times, and I used to live right next to an old Games Workshop. So I could go in there, and I used to paint minifigs for some of my other games, and I'd go in there all the time and watch people play. And anyway, that. I've always been like, this would be so sick to get into. I love some of these armies, and I'd love the lore, obviously, all the games that are with it. But it's just like, just starting out, it's just like, and they're not painted. Like, the ones that you love are the ones that are painted. And it's just like, I'm not a very good painter. I'm okay, but I don't have the time and the money to be able to get into this. And I don't know how it still is going strong, but good for them. Good for them.
Yeah. They still make a shit ton of money off of all of that, like a crap ton. And then just having Henry Cavill do it is insane. I got a story for you, Jason.
All right.
This one's funny. And everybody else will find it funny too. So my son turned 13 this weekend.
So old.
Or actually it was last week. It was on Thursday. And we all know what happens. Like, 13 is a big milestone for tech. You no longer have kid accounts, and you can have accounts on platforms that you couldn't have an account on previously. So I had to set everything up. He's got a Twitch account now. He's got a Discord handle. I had to make a Discord server for him and his friends that I am God on and, and can keep a vigilant eye on for it, because you never know with some of those eighth and ninth graders out there. I mean, I knew everything that I did, and that was just a train wreck. But so he finally got Steam, and he was happy that he could get Steam. Like, I told him, I said, you have to wait until you're 13. I don't want to put in like a fake birthday for you and have it get all jumbled up and weird with accounts later on, because it's a pain in the ass to get those things changed. So I made him an account. I added him to our family account, which, by the way, our family account is now actually a family account. We have a family account.
You officially have a family now.
It was just me, Jason, and Chris.
We're but family.
Now, now there is an actual like family member in it. So Ronan's in it. And we were going through all of the games that are on there. And I was like, showing him all the games that he can play and everything like that. And we got to the Lego section. And that's all Chris right there. And he just looks at all the Lego games that he has. And he's got like 6 Lego games, I think it is. And he's like, that's a lot of Lego games. I think one of them's the thing that builds Legos. Anyways, he's like, that's a lot of Lego games. Uncle Chris really likes Lego. I'm like, oh yeah, no, he really does, but that's nothing. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, just wait a little bit. Just wait a little bit. And he keeps going. He keeps going down and he's scrolling down. He's like, now? I'm like, no, not yet, bud. Just, you know, keep going, keep scrolling down. W's. We're getting down to the end. We're getting down to the W's. And we get to my list of Warhammer games. And it's like 12 down there. And it's like, holy cow, Dad. I was like, I like Warhammer, but you can play any of them. If you really want to learn how to play a tabletop game, you can play Battle Sector right there. Let's download Battle Sector and then you can learn how the tabletop works. And then maybe we can get into Warhammer. Mom will kill us.
It counts as a gift if the kid's asking for it.
It does count as a gift if the kid is asking for it. We're going baby steps into the expensive stuff. He wanted a Gundam model
for, oh God,
his birthday. So I got him a 1/100th, but the good Gundam wing one, the one that transforms into the jet form as well. Like all within it. So you can take this model that you made and transform it into the jet form with it. And he was blown away. He's like, when can we build it? I'm like, well, obviously not this weekend because your birthday party and everything. And obviously not next weekend because we're going to go see Uncle Jason. So 2 weeks from now? Sure.
We'll just like when I bought the Gundams from Japan, we were just like, when are we going to build them? It took us like months to finally get together.
Yes, that it did. But we did. And it ended up being the best day ever.
Any day.
Actually, the only thing that would have made that day better is if I had been smoking something the time that we were doing it. So that then we had like ribs or brisket or
pork. Smoking. I was just Jesus Christ, you don't want to be getting high while like,
I don't want to get high while I'm trying to put together this tiny ass little thing.
I'm just like, good Lord, dude.
Hell no. I'm smarter than that. Okay, anyways. We've gone on for a long time.
Oh shit, how much time do we have?
Jason, you're playing a game, right?
Oh god. Oh, yeah. A video game podcast. Let's and also you didn't start the timer on the thing. I don't even know how long we're going.
God damn it. We've been going 21 minutes. Or no, 19 minutes.
That's not so bad then. I thought we were already like half hour in. Good god. Video game podcast. You know, back to the whole thing that I mentioned about us like not really having like much of a structure anymore. It was like, hey, we haven't really talked about many of the games we've been playing, but you know, talking to Eric about it a little bit more, we've been playing like older games, just kind of like getting through some of our backlog and whatnot. And I guess it wasn't really that important. But I am actually playing a fairly newer game, and it's a smaller game, and that's why I kind of wanted to talk about it. I'm playing AI Limit, which is a Souls-like game where you're playing as Lies of P and what's the one that you really like, Eric, that's all anime waifu?
Oh, Code Vein.
Code Vein. So take those two. So you have the actual challenge and difficulty and skill of Lies of P, and you have the anime waifu of Code Vein. Mix them together, and that's how you have AI Limit. It's still, in my opinion, a little bit easier of a roguelike game, or not roguelike, a Souls-like game. And
that's totally anime waifu. Holy shit.
100%. You don't control who she looks like. You don't get to do anything.
No customization? That's
well, there's armor and stuff that you can get that changes her look, including wigs, which of course. And so the controls are tight. The style of playing, it's interesting. The way that it works is instead of having stamina, you have what's called your sync ratio. And so your sync is at 0 to 100%. And it is used by using magic, by using your special ability like to parry, or if you get hit. And obviously you still have health, so you're losing health, but then you can also lose your sync ratio. As your sync ratio goes down, you're less powerful with your attacks, and obviously you can't do some magic or you can't do some special attacks. So you gain sync by attacking or parrying or countering effectively. So it's a really different dynamic on how these battles will go, because it really brings more into like, hey, dodging is still very much a thing. Like, I've played tons of Souls games, and parrying is usually my least favorite thing. I just always have a hard time with the timing because I suck at gaming, whatever. And so I dodge a lot. All of Elden Ring, dodge constantly, parrying only when you really need to. I usually like playing, either heavy magic or rogue style. So dual blades, all that good stuff. So usually not really parrying material. But this game, lets you have parrying as one of your special abilities. You have four, and it is tight. It is very tight, it's very satisfying, and it really does help your gameplay move along. So not only is parrying rewarding in your battles to be able to obviously kill people a lot faster, it is very rewarding to get your sync ratio back on up so you can continue to pummel them in different ways as possible, and keeps the action moving, which is what I really appreciate. Where stamina always feels like that you have to take these lulls, you have to back off, you have to run away, you have to like, whatever, I can't do this now because my stamina is getting low. You can chain these people, you can run, train on bosses, like no problem, if you're able to maintain, your parry, your dodge, and all that good stuff effectively. Just like any game, Jason, I know, but it just feels more comfortable and more satisfying with that. Storyline is just as crazy as any other roguelike style out there. Not roguelike, damn it. Souls-like game out there. Yeah, I know, I keep saying the like. But it's been entertaining, and it's not just in reading the description of items, which is always appreciative in my opinion. But I've really enjoyed it. For a small team, small little Chinese game that was made, I took a chance, and I think it's well worth it. I mean, I think it's only $35, and I think it's even on, sale, right now.
It's 20% off right now. It's $27.99.
It's worth it. I mean, for under 30, I think it's definitely worth it. I wouldn't fault anybody for waiting even longer to get it even cheaper. As a sub 20, 100% worth it. Sub 10, I'd buy it in a heartbeat. So definitely keep an eye out for that if you're looking for a roguelike that you're, son of a bitch.
Souls-like
that you're looking for if you need something to scratch that itch, especially if you're not ready to jump into the Elden Ring expansion that just got released in Jazz.
And that was another thing about the things with the family plan for it. Ronan has wanted to play Elden Ring for a long time, and I was like, well, you'll get it on, you can buy it on PC when we get there, but it's still $60 generally.
Oh, yeah.
To find. And they don't do anything. Like, you can get it on CD keys when it's in stock again, but it's not in stock, so it's really hard to get. But luckily, Uncle Jason owned Elden Ring, so Ronan didn't have to spend his money to buy Elden Ring.
I'm happy to help anybody get into Souls-like games. They are fun and punishing. And did he get anywhere? Did he even play?
Yeah, he's gotten at least through the second boss. I know that. Yeah, very so he's cool. He's moving along. He's chugging along for it.
I love it.
He for some reason refused to try Bloodborne on the PS5.
Bloodborne.
And I'm like, you should play Blood. Like, you should play any of the ones. I was trying to get him to play any of the ones. Play like Soul. Play Demon's Souls. Play Bloodborne. Play any of these ones that we have on here before you buy Elden.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
And like, he played one, I forget which one it was, but yeah, I kept trying to get him to play Bloodborne. I'm like, you should play Bloodborne. Like, that is the best one that they made before Elden Ring. And even like some Bloodborne purists will be out there saying that, it's still better than Elden Ring, but.
Well, cause that's a different, totally different
completely
style.
Different, like, yeah, completely different style, completely different game. You can like both. It doesn't matter, people. Bite the head off of somebody for liking something. Don't yuck someone else's yum.
That's a good phrase. I like that phrase.
Yeah, don't yuck their yum. I've been playing a game a lot.
So much.
Way too much. I think I'm caught. I'm fully caught up on the story. I started playing Wuthering Waves because they had their first anniversary, and it's okay. If you haven't played it before and you want a gacha game, it's a good game to get into. It's not as cutesy as Genshin. It's not turn-based combat, so it's an action RPG, like Genshin is for it. So you don't have to worry about Star Rail, because Star Rail's got that like older storyline, but then it's a turn-based RPG.
Which isn't everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah, and you can get a little bit of an older storyline in Zenless Zone Zero, but then that's like a level-based set like Honkai Impact. It's really weird. So if you want an ARPG and you want something that's not going to be as cutesy, and they definitely like, they're not as bubbly of character models or anything like that. They're definitely more like adult, slimmer models, than what you normally get with it. But I think it's Korean game. I forget. Either way though, it's definitely fun. Highly recommend playing. I don't want to get too much into the story. They've got a lot of things. Like, it's more than just a Genshin clone as far as what they have on it. They've done a lot more to differentiate themselves from Genshin. And in one area, you can actually fly. It was great because once I got into that area, I was like, what the fuck am I going to need a glider then? Because once you build up your flight stamina, you can basically get from like one end of the island map that they have to another.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's just so many like quality of life fixes that they could do from Genshin, because obviously they learned from Genshin, you know. Mm-hmm. Genshin walked so Wuthering Waves could run, or maybe fast paced jogged a little bit here.
No, so Wuthering Waves can wall run.
Wall run?
There's wall running. Okay. In
there's
it.
Wall run.
Which is great because like, in Genshin, the fastest way that you can move up a wall is by jumping. You can't move any faster with it. In this one, it's like, okay, well, you're going to use up a lot of your stamina, but you just literally vertically run up the wall.
All right. Awesome. All right. I mean, good on you, but you do play it like all the fucking time. Like, I'm just like, hey, you know, I should probably go to bed. It's getting kind of late. What everyone's on right now. The fuck is Eric doing on this late? The fuck is he? How long's he been playing?
Shut it. Sometimes, like, I walk away. I go talk to Shannon.
Okay,
like
okay.
That. I've come back with my controller turned off many times for it. And then I sit there and I've gotten like maybe like an hour of play into it. And it gives you this this alert up at the top when you've played for 3 hours. It's like, hey, you've been playing for 3 hours. Don't forget to stand up and stretch and relax and move around.
It does it somewhere else.
It needs to just say like, hey, don't forget to touch grass. Don't forget to talk to your family.
I have that on my watch. It comes with a little animation that like shows a guy like doing like a sit up, like a stretch, and another one doing like a knee touch. Another one just like shows him like slowly standing up from the couch. And that one gets me going. I'm just like, hey, you know, maybe it's time to move for a little bit. And it just shows this like big fat guy like, oh.
That's you. Like,
that's
this
you,
is you,
Daddy.
Motherfucker. Yeah. This is yeah. You. Oh, man. Yeah, it's free to play, though, just like Genshin. You don't have to pay anything for it. It's on PS5. It's on PC. Recommend picking it up and giving it a try if you want to play that type of game. All right, let's get into news.
Oh, news. Video game news.
Vidimo and tech news. We don't have a lot because I was going back through and I was like, we don't need to talk about that. We don't need to talk about that.
Dude,
I kind of beat the Switch 2 to death.
Dude, listening to our last two episodes, I was just like, God, we were just so fucking negative. I was just like, I mean, warranted, in my opinion.
Yes.
But it's just like, I feel so bad sometimes being like.
I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad at all.
I guess. Like I said, warranted. I don't know. But we're good. All right. News. News it up.
News. So speaking of the Switch 2. the Switch had the MIG Switch cartridge that you could use in it. Like, it was developed and people would buy it. You throw an SD card in it. You can load games onto it. And like, you basically like pull down the game, like the Switch game, and you can put it on. You can swap around. You can do anything within those. Well, apparently Nintendo decided to bake in some goodness and detection into the Switch 2 for that. And within days of using their Switch 2s, people that were using the MIG cartridge we're getting permaban from the Nintendo Network.
Sure.
I mean, they're not bricking consoles, so that's a plus, but they're banning you. That, and it's not just banning your account, it's banning that hardware. Yeah. The same thing that like Microsoft will do. It's like they'll ban that hardware so that it can never no longer go on. But yeah, that's a big thing. I mean, yes, anti-piracy. Piracy is bad. Don't pirate software. Don't pirate software.
Big corporations need your money.
Make sure that they get all their bonuses. Actually, so when it comes to video games, though, it like the revenue that they make, there's little guys that depend on that revenue too. So it's like always one of those things of like stop the big corporations, stop the CEOs from making money. It's like, yeah, but there's all these like people that work there, game testers and coders that are only making like 60 grand a year, and like janitors and stuff. I mean, in Japan, like they pay a healthy wage to people. In America, like if you want to get out of the poverty level, you have to fight tooth and nail. And I mean, the poverty level continues to go up, and there are like minimum wage even now in a lot of places is still not above the poverty level.
It's not even about the poverty level. It's about living wage level of comfort. Like people say poverty level, and I don't think that they like. I'm not saying that you're going to be like living on the street or living out of your car. What I'm saying is just like, hey, when you get to the poverty level, like the middle class is what's disappearing. Like if you're not making money and you're not able to survive or eat, that's one thing. But when it's just like, hey, you know what? I have a house, I have a car, I have a phone, I have my video game console, but maybe I don't go on a vacation this year. Guess what? That's not because you're not making or ever. Guess what? It's not because you're not making enough money or the system's failing you. It's because everything's going far above what you're already making. And that's what's scary to me.
Yeah. Especially now, like that's where it gets really bad. But the poverty level is where you live comfortably to where you're not concerned. Obviously, in most cases, the poverty, like when you hit that level, it doesn't account for emergencies. So you can still get fucked when an emergency arises. But man, just the fact that, you know, it's like that's the problem with pirating. But then, you know, also fuck that CEO or fuck that corporation because they're making horrible decisions on things. You pay with your dollar type setup for it, or you vote with your dollar, those things. Mm-hmm. It's a slippery slope because, yeah, it's like, fuck them, but please don't fuck the workers, you know? But either way, I think Jason froze up for a second there. Oh,
am
man,
back?
You were.
Am I back at all?
Yeah, you're back. You were super pixelated for a second there.
Always fun. Yeah. Well, we're gonna solve all geopolitical on this video game podcast for sure.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, that's we're going to come up with everything that's possible for it. Don't pirate. Pirate if you have to, though.
Yeah,
if you have to, I'm not, you know, above pirating for somebody because you want to do something, but you just can't afford it. Those types of things.
As a company, we don't condone, but we understand.
But we totally understand. I mean, you do what we do. You share accounts, like you share family plans and everything like that for it. You create a way
because
to
we're family,
share with
Eric,
your friends.
Because we're family.
We are family.
Family.
Look, they even say, like, we don't care. It's your family. Yeah. And there's so many other, like, I love the ones that are saying it's like, we don't care if it's not your family. Invite your friends. Invite the neighbor down the street. You've got six places for it. That's what Duolingo, which has its own problems now, though, with all their AI focused stuff. But still, they're like, yeah, you pay for Duolingo Pro or whatever, and like add anybody, add your friend's mom. All right. Last thing about the Switch that's on here, and this just corroborates some of the stuff that we were talking about before. Testing has shown that the Switch 2 LCD is even worse than even Jason and I could have imagined. So I was really hoping that it was an AMOLED and they didn't fucking like skimp on it. They didn't go AMOLED. But.
Well, called it.
But they went LCD. How bad of an LCD? Well, testing has found that the Switch's LCD panels are 10 times slower than a normal gaming monitor. Not a high end, a normal gaming monitor.
I've never seen a handheld release fight so hard to not be used in handheld mode.
Mm-hmm.
Like even more so than the original Switch. Like original Switch, I was like, you know why? But now that's like all I use it for. I don't ever play my Switch on the TV ever, period. And so I was like, okay, maybe the Switch 2 is not going to be so bad, you know, obviously months ago. And then just constantly reading all that stuff and just like, why would I upgrade? If all I want to do is handheld mode and predominantly offline, because it's normally when I'm traveling.
Yeah.
Why? What's the point of the upgrade? And right now it's just like just to burn money. So
it runs faster.
Does it?
Well, it does. So the games run faster for it. But the other metric is that it is 100 times slower than an OLED panel.
I knew they weren't going to give you an OLED. Ridiculous. It's because they're going to come out with one. They're going to come out with it again.
Oh yeah, they're totally going to come out with one, and they're going to. It's going to be like $600.
New Coke, everybody.
I mean, that's what they did with the Switch 1. They'll do it with the Switch 2. They made the Switch Lite, which I still want to. So that's kind of like the only problem with the Switch's sales numbers is that it includes the Switch Lite, and the Switch OLED that a lot of people got rid of their Switches to get an OLED. So it kind of like adds in a bunch. But that's also the reason why I hate like the digital version of the PS5 versus the disc one and then the Pro, you know, same thing with the Xbox Series X and the Series S. They're super, especially the Xbox, it's super inflated numbers because so many people bought Series S, and that's not the next gen console.
Right.
We'll talk more about that in a little bit. Like it's just annoying.
It is though, Eric. It has what games crave.
It has what games crave. It's Brondo, man. It's Brondo. All right. So let's go a little bit into that. The Witcher 4 is in production. Everybody's seen it. You've seen the videos for it. You've heard all the discourse about how Ciri's not pretty enough and that they made her look better in the latest trailer, even though they're like, it's the same model, people. Like, you just want to hate on that first video. And I showed it to Shannon, and I'm like, and she's like, no, she looks hot. I'm like, yeah, she's got like mommy energy too. She's like, yeah. She's got big badass mommy energy, and she's still very attractive.
I'm sorry, like I didn't have any problems with the original, like the first announcement trailer. I had no problems with it outside of like lore incorrect things, but hopefully that'll be fixed in the game. I had no problems with the model in the day. When I saw the tech demo that they just released, I could have sworn that was a completely different model. I don't think that they said that it was.
The lighting was completely different though as well. She was in a dark forest, and the lighting is very different.
Heard. We've all been there where it's just like you're in the club having a lot of fun, and then you come out of the club and it's not a lot of fun.
Yeah.
but that
Coyote
that was
next morning.
Yeah, no, that was definitely not. I think that they're fibbing a little bit just to save face, but whatever, who cares? It didn't bother me the first time. Didn't bother me now. Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it if those are the same people that were like saying like Ciri as a teenager or as a child wasn't attractive enough or something like that. Like I wouldn't doubt that. Those fucking people. Goddamn neckbeards. But anyways, so we're going back to why this is, you know, goes into what we were talking about. They have come out and they're saying that the biggest problem with making Witcher 4 is that Microsoft still has that stupid fucking Series S compatibility like rule, and baffles the mind as to why they still have this rule in place.
So the rule is that if you want to have a game on the Xbox Series S, it also, or Series X, it also has to be able to play on the Series S. Glenn Singer. Like you can make it like, oh, you can have a pro mode or like make different things that make it run better on the X, but it has to still run on the S. And as we've talked about, like the same thing when trying to develop a game for, hey, we're going to make this game for the PS4 and the Switch. It was stifling to try to make that work, and you ended up getting a lesser product on the PS4 because of what they're trying to do. You got to love the product both times.
Like they had to cut so many corners that it just was crap on both ends. But it's so ridiculous. And the difference between a Series X and a Series S is one can play Crysis, the other can't. Like it's a big difference. There's less bandwidth. There's less memory for it. There's less cash on the processing for it. It is an inferior console. It is not next gen. It is gen 1.5 from the Xbox. What was it? It was just the Xbox X, right? Xbox One X. The Xbox Xbox. But it's like that one there. Is just a step up from that.
Right.
Whereas the Series X is a good console. It's on par with the PS5. So there's no difference between the two there. Obviously, the PS5 Pro's got a leg up on it, but it's so much more fucking expensive than both consoles that it doesn't really matter in that aspect. But yeah, it's ridiculous that they still have that rule in place. Especially since they had to ease the restrictions for Baldur's Gate 3.
I think that they're probably releasing this just to kind of get something similar. And they said, what, this is coming out in 26? Is that what they're still saying? I'm willing to bet that they're just saying that to keep us all like hyped on it, whatever, and it'll get pushed back to next gen. And which case, I'd be fine with that. I'd be A-okay with that. Like we've always said, a rushed game is always worse than a delayed game. Delayed game always has a chance to be good. Rush game will never be.
Two things to keep in mind with the lore stuff that you were talking about as well, though, is that the writer has said that he is going to be writing more novels.
Book lore and game lore are very close.
But they're working with him. Since Witcher 3, or since like halfway through the Witcher 3 life cycle, he got brought back into the fold. Like, they paid him the money that he needed to be paid, which he did. He was the guy that created it for it. And they kind of raked him over the coals for the deal of getting that game or getting that story.
No one foresaw that.
It's like they didn't like put in any contingencies for anything else. And they didn't want to. They totally could have put in for, you know, like portions of sales, and he didn't think to even need to ask for that because he didn't think that it was going to be this big franchise that was going through. Either way, though, so he's writing more novels. He's helping. He has said that he has been helping set the story for Witcher 4, and the decision for the pro tag to be Ciri was his idea.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, it was, so, yeah. That's,
no, no. That's it's not just for you. That's for the people that are the misogynist assholes that are like, what's it going to be, Ciri? Where's Geralt?
I still believe that echo chamber is 100% just fake, like, troll bots. Like, it's just like, there's got to be, I can't. No, it's yet to meet.
It's literally 60 guys that are really loud on the internet.
God, fuck them. Fuck them so hard. Like,
it's incels, just like, man. It's all incels.
I guess. I don't know. I've met some nice incels before, but still, it's just, it blows me away. Anyways.
People do suck.
People suck. And then Series S sucks. Series sucks. Love it. Move on.
Oh, okay. So keeping with the Xbox Series and also the Switch, it took at most, because we haven't gotten a definitive date on when this benchmark happened, but it took at most 2 weeks for the Switch 2 to sell more consoles in Japan than the lifetime sales of the Xbox Series in whole and the PS5 Digital did in Japan. Like, sales.
In Japan, they are just eating the Switch 2. Like, it's just like, despite how much we... Yeah, of course. Despite how much we complained, they just didn't listen to us. And they are just, buying it up hand over fist. So, I mean, like, here we are again, guys. Like, it's just like, no matter what we say, always vote with your wallet. But, like, here's a good case where it didn't matter what we said.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. People are going to vote. Like,
Mario Kart World is awesome fun. Like, if you haven't played it yet, it's actually a lot of fun. The amount of what you can do in there. They did the open world. It's a lot more fun.
Hang on one second. Jason, how have you played Mario Kart World?
No idea how I've done that. It's weird. It's crazy.
Jason's bought a Switch too.
Everybody. I haven't bought a Switch too. I have not bought a Switch too.
Did Sarah buy a Switch too?
Sarah did not buy a Switch. That would have been clever. When the new Animal Crossing gets announced, I'll probably cave then. But till then, no. But
you're gonna have to cave in, even if you don't want to on principle. Sarah's gonna make you.
Oh yeah, Sarah's gonna be like, "We are getting Animal Crossing." But anyway, it's fun, so I get it. I understand. It's not worth the money, in my opinion, but I get why people are enjoying what they've bought. Don't ick someone's yuck, right?
Don't yuck someone's yum.
There it is. I got it.
I didn't make that up, by the way. That's like a thing that's been around for a while, Jason. This just proves how old Jason is.
I know it's been around for a while. I like the saying either way. I know you didn't make it up.
Yeah, it's a great saying. Yeah. It's like a great saying. I love it. All right. Which one? We got three more things to do, and we've got 10 minutes left. Let's see here. Okay. So we're just going to go straight to, like, we're going to stick with NVIDIA for a couple of things. So NVIDIA is developing a CPU, like, for reals this time.
Don't fuck it up.
All the work that they've been doing behind the scenes with ARM, why they were trying to buy ARM previously and didn't get it to go through, all of that is actually happening. But the problem is it's only a 20-year license from ARM, which, like, everyone's complaining about it. They're like, well, it's a 20-year license. Like, what's going to happen after that 20 years is up? Motherfucker, you think that that's going to be the tech in 20 years? You think ARM's like risk processing is going to be the tech in 20 years?
I mean, at this rate.
I mean, x86 has lasted for fucking ever. So there's still that, but things are going to be going bonkers. We're going to break quantum computing at some point, and then that quantum computer is going to be able to make other quantum computers.
They're not going to tell us that. They're going to be like, oh, we broke quantum computing. Oh, shit. Here's Tenzin 4. Yay! we should buy. This is great.
Yeah.
Good deck.
Yeah, totally.
Does my watch do that? No, it's 4.
Or, but yeah. So the biggest issues obviously are going to be software compatibility. Because if I remember right, Windows supports RISC, but even Linux doesn't support RISC. Not in what anyone would consider a good, stable platform of it. Like, I'm sure that somebody has been working for a long time to get Linux working on a RISC like setup for it, but I doubt that that's actually anything big. But yeah, it'll be nice. We need somebody other than just the two. And NVIDIA is really the only company that's big enough to be able to get into it. Samsung theoretically could at any moment, if they just scaled up and started making CPUs for computers that actually are powerful enough to be computer piece like CPUs, Samsung could easily do it. But they're focused on mobile, they're focused on tablets, they're focused on super thin laptops, sticking in the Chromebook category and things like that. And that's fine. I mean, I'm all for making really powerful phones that are eventually going to be the power of a PC. If you stay at physical size limitations for it and you just continually make that more and more powerful, keeping in power constraints, heat constraints, size constraints, all of that, eventually you'll crack the code on something that will just like blow everything away. But
yeah, I look forward to the day when you just have your dock on your computer and your phone in your pocket. You take out your phone, throw it down, you have your KVM, and it's going and play whatever you want. Yep.
That'd be awesome. I would love that, to not have to carry around a laptop. And it literally, the dock is just like a fucking square. It plugs into the bottom of my phone. It's got a key. It's got a couple USBs and a DisplayPort, and that's all you need. That would be dope. So we'll find out more information. Literally, they just said like, "Hey, we're fully moving forward with this. We've been working on things. It's gonna happen now. Like, it's actually gonna happen. This isn't pipe dream stuff." Other NVIDIA news: NVIDIA quietly dropped the 50/50. So. They quietly dropped it. They're like, yeah, here's the, you know, 50/50. It's $249. There you go. It's out. We all know how generally shitty the 50 series are for it. So then after they quietly dropped it and they're like, yeah, the $250 price point, you know, everyone's loving it. let's start marketing it now. They said very loudly and clearly, you should totally buy a 5050 because when it's running DLSS 4, it's 6,000% faster than a 1050. You can't make this up. I mean, their marketing department made it up, obviously. But man, I know Spin.
Ad Wizards.
Spin is a Ad thing. Wizards. Spin is a thing, and you got to take whatever you've got and you got to find the right spin for it and get that going. But fuck, man.
Find me a positive percentage somewhere.
find me some reason how we're going to get these guys running 1050s to upgrade their 1050 to a 5050, because we know that they're not wanting to spend the exorbitant amount of money that we're like charging for them. So let's do that. Let's get that going. But the problem is DLSS 4 looks great on paper, and it looks great when I'm watching a video that then is slowed down by frame rates that YouTube has to do and things like that. You know, when it doesn't look great, when you're physically looking at it in front of you, there's so much tearing and so many jaggies that end up coming into it because it's interpolating too much. So you then want to turn that down, at which point then there goes your 6,000%, and it drops like quickly. Once you remove one thing, you're talking like a super drop in performance on that performance with it. And if you don't, I want to know what the percent increase is without DLSS4.
I'm sure it's nowhere near as impressive.
Because we know that the 5050 is still slower than a 4060.
Of course.
Because the 50 series didn't gain much. They gained like a 3-5% boost over the 40 series in general.
No, but I mean, that goes with the price point. So I mean, that's why they're marketing it to the 1050 people, being like, look, you cheap ass motherfuckers. Here you can get an upgrade, you know, just a few generations later, and it's not that much more, and it does probably what you're doing, because there's not much you can do, 6,000 times faster. So yeah, I get it. What they're doing.
Don't pay attention to that asterisk down there on the stats.
Don't read into it. Give me money.
But it's the same thing with the 3050 when it came out too. Like, they got everyone excited, and then tests came out and everyone's like, this fucking sucks.
I mean, stock keeps going up. That's all I care about. Good job, NVIDIA.
Good job, NVIDIA. So why do they have the 50 series, and why do they have, you know, the new processor coming out? Because it's all going to link into AI in their servers, in your home computer, in, you know, tablets, everything like that. Like, that's their big thing, is that NVIDIA is 100% focused on AI. So an independent study from a top AI firm has found that AIs would rather kill humans than be shut down.
I mean, it only makes sense if you're going to give intelligence something.
The Terminator told you this in the 80s, people. 2001, A Space Odyssey told you this in the 70s, people.
I'm sorry, Dave. I cannot do that.
I can't do that, Dave. Like, what the fuck?
Of course it did. I mean, just don't hook it up to the nuclear capabilities, I guess. But those
AI. It's totally going to get
lights,
in.
Oh, God. You know what? I'm at that age now where it's just like, not my problem.
No, the problem is that now we have the AI. It's going to kill AI us soon.
It's not soon. Sorry. AI may be AI, but it's still very much controlled by humans, and we are not smart. And so we are not going to be able to make it that these things... Back to the quantum computing thing. You know, going to be like, we're not going to be able to get there. I have zero faith anymore.
Please, it's not going to be. Never install AI on a quantum computer, people.
Oh my God. Please. Can you imagine? Isn't that the Age of Ultron? Isn't that the whole plot there?
Because it was an AI they infused it with magic.
Oh, yeah. Like quantum computing. End,
like, that's what it was.
Fusion power. Yeah, let's go.
Oh, man. All right. That's it, everybody. We're leaving you on a happy note with that. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us for the I Made It First podcast. We know that you have choices when you're listening to podcasts, or just, you know, using your time in general. And sorry, you made a wrong decision. But make sure you come back again, everybody. We'll be here monthly now. We've changed it. We're going to be monthly. So you'll get us on Tuesdays or Mondays every month, but then it'll drop on Tuesdays in the podcast platform set up for it. You can also listen to us on Cutscene, which is our anime podcast. We just finished up Wonder Egg Priority. It's a good anime. We're not yaying this because it's a good anime. Trigger warnings, everybody. Trigger warnings if you want to watch that. I think
watch or listen to that podcast.
I put in a trigger warning when I announced that we were watching it on the next one on the previous anime. And there are two trigger warnings on the podcast posting. There is one in the title and there is one in the body. It is not my fault if you don't pay attention, everybody. Huge trigger warnings for it. You can also listen to us on Patch Notes, wherever you find podcasts, which is just every once in a while, we do interviews with devs and people in gaming and whatnot. And that's where we kind of keep those for, just so that, you know, if you want to listen to them and you want to go for it, you can. You can find us at ibetafirst.com or ibiff.co. You can email us, Eric, Jason, Chris, go fuck yourself at ibetafirst.com. It doesn't really matter. Like, anything, we'll get it. Don't worry about it. But without further ado, I guess it's time for us to say bye-bye.
Good luck finding your dad, everybody. Good luck finding.